A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
I've always dreamed of being able to order my coffee in Italian like a local, instead of just pointing at the menu and hoping for the best. There's something about speaking another language with real confidence that opens up a whole new world of experiences. That's why I'm so excited about Rosetta Stone Sapphire. It's their biggest launch in over a decade. It takes that research-backed method we all know and trust and adds fresh, cutting-edge features that make it easier than ever to go from knowing a few phrases to speaking naturally about the topics you actually care about. What I love is that you aren't just memorizing vocabulary lists. You learn entirely in your new language through visuals and audio, just like you did as a kid. One of my favorite new features is Chat Missions. It turns conversation practice into a game, putting you in real-world scenarios, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions, and giving you missions to complete. You get real-time feedback along the way, so you build that confidence before you ever have to use your skills in the real world. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners of this podcast can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. This gets you access to Rosetta Stone Sapphire in 25 languages. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/rs10.
Welcome to Chumba Casino, America's number one online social casino. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Explore hundreds of social games, including top-tier slots, jackpot games, and table classics with new games launching regularly. At home, on your lunch break, or relaxing on the couch, world-class entertainment is just a tap away. Score free daily login bonuses and kick things off with a free welcome bonus. Sign up today and discover why over 1 million players choose Chumba Casino to play for non-stop fun. Your next fun moment starts now at Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, instant reaction time, live from Omaha. Josh Calaway with you. First ever one-man instant reaction in Sooners Illustrated history. It is about 1 a.m. I'm at Charles Schwab Field. I'm in a radio booth. Just wanted to jump on and get some immediate thoughts out. Just unbelievable. Oklahoma wins the national championship on Monday night, their third in program history. They dominate. They decimate North Carolina 13-2. In game three of the College World Series finals after they lost game two yesterday. So much to digest. Obviously, I'm not going to get everything. It's just me here. I just want to get some instant reaction. I'll show you. Show the good people on YouTube. That's the field right there. I'm in a radio booth here. If you're on podcast, that did you no good, but you get the idea. Unbelievable. Oklahoma wins the national championship. One of the most unbelievable, improbable, amazing, historic, impossible runs in the history of Oklahoma sports. I don't think that's hyperbolic or an overstatement to say. I mean, you look at what this Oklahoma team did, and, you know, people like talk about, obviously the obvious joke is like, if you told me this in February or like in mid-March or whatever, but the crazy thing is that just a month ago, you know, at the Brick, the final regular season series at Tennessee where they lose 2-3, and the vibes were not good. I mean, obviously, Tom and I talked about it on the podcast at the time, and you're hoping just maybe they can get something going in Hoover. They go one and done in Hoover, and you're just thinking, is there any way they can maybe catch a break with their draw? They don't catch a break. They go out to Atlanta and play number two Georgia Tech, the ACC champion, this historic offense. And from there, one of the truly great and unbelievable runs in the history of Oklahoma sports. I mean, to go to Atlanta, ACC champ, to go to Lawrence, Big 12 champ, to knock off Alabama, to knock off Georgia, who's the SEC champion, and then take on a really good North Carolina team here on this field. You win game one. It looks like it's going to keep rolling. Carolina punches back, wins yesterday, Sunday night, afternoon, whatever. And you fast forward to tonight. I didn't know what to expect tonight. I really, you know, you could have talked me into anything. And Oklahoma just pulverized them in this game tonight in game three. A lot to digest. Just a quick, and again, I'm just going to hit some of the highlights here. Let's start with the obvious. Jackson Wills was unbelievable. He wins most outstanding player. He was absolutely incredible in this. He shattered the program record for hits in a College World Series. He was absolutely phenomenal. He was unbelievable in this game as well. 3 for 4. He got the 2-run single that really separated the game, pushed it out to 6-1 in the fourth. That was massive. He was unbelievable. And I asked him post game just if he could appreciate this. And he said he admitted it's kind of hard because it just happened, but that these are memories he'll take with him for the rest of his life. And if you can remember, you know, 3 years ago, whenever he comes in as a freshman and we had the media day, I remember back that year, 2024, where Skip Johnson says Jackson Wiltz could be our starting shortstop. And there was so much excitement. He had that walk off that very first weekend at Globe Life Field that year. And just to fast forward 3 years later and him to do this on this stage and be the best player for Oklahoma in a national title run, it is really special. He was absolutely incredible. Elsewhere in this game tonight specifically, Kyle Branch obviously was unbelievable. 3 for 4, 6 rubies, a big 3-run bomb to really put the final nail in the coffin. You know, Branch took a lot of heat at times this year. His bat was a little inconsistent. He was always incredible in the field, which is why you kept him in there, because he was as good of a defensive second baseman as there was in the country. So you kind of had to keep him in there. You really didn't have a choice because of how good he was on defense. Did not have a hit in Omaha until the final series, and he was awesome in this final series. He was fantastic, and obviously in this game, 6 ribbies in a national title clinching game, including that 3-run homer with his family and his brother here. That was really, really cool. LJ Mercurius was incredible again. You know, we were kind of chatting in the press box of like, who is the actual most outstanding player? Who's the MVP of this Oklahoma team? And I think we're all in agreement it was probably Willits, and he ended up winning the award, obviously, when it was all said and done. But do not sleep on LJ Mercurius. He was, I mean, since he moved to the bullpen, which, you know, as a veteran guy, was a pretty highly touted transfer, started off really well in the rotation. There's a lot of guys that would not have taken that well. And he moves to the bullpen, and he was, along with Jackson Cleveland, I want to give Cleveland his due, and he got the final 3 outs this game. But at least, at the very least, you could say in Omaha, LJ Mercurius was the best reliever that Oklahoma had, and arguably their best pitcher, period. He was unbelievable. In this game, he goes 5 2/3, 4 hits, 1 run, 5 strikeouts, completely shut down and dominated North Carolina's offense, which is obviously a very good one. UNC only puts 2 runs on the board. One of those came off Nick Wislowski, who gave him a couple of nice innings early, the freshman, before they gave it to LJ. And LJ was just unbelievable. I was a little surprised he didn't get on the all-CWS team, frankly. There's a lot of good pitchers here. There's only 2 pitcher spots. It's tough, but you know, LJ was as good as anyone. So he was unbelievable. And look, there are so many guys that have their fingerprints on this entire run, right? Going back to Atlanta, to Lawrence, to here in Omaha. And this was just unbelievable. And I just want to give all the credit in the world to Skip Johnson. I thought Skip pushed all the right buttons throughout this entire postseason. Reggie Willits had got that offense going. And Skip always gives a lot of credit to his staff. And they have an awesome coaching staff at Oklahoma, and it showed throughout the entire postseason run, but especially here in Omaha. It just the way they play defense, it's unbelievable. The way they pitch, the way they hit, the way they play defense, it was all working throughout this entire run. And even when you had a little setback like yesterday where Carolina gets them and the offense got shut down, Caden Glauber dominated game 2. This time around, they get Glauber. He's rattled. They get him out of the game quick when he came in relief early, and they just ran away and completely eviscerated them tonight. It was unbelievable to watch. And the fan turnout, I mean, just night and day in this series. I was here in 2022 when it was just, as Skip Johnson joked earlier this week, a sea of light blue towels. We were in Oxford. It was Oxford in Omaha. This crowd the last few days, so much crimson in the seats. It was. I mean, again, night and day from what we saw in 2022. So shout out OU fans for that. And the OU turnout, I mean, you got John Mateer, Owen Heineke, Kip Lewis are here, Porter Moser, Jenny Baranchik, Barry Switzer, Bob Stoops was here throughout the week, Brett Venables was here earlier in the week. Like, the support that this group had compared to 4 years ago, I mean, again, night and day is the cliche, and I don't want to keep using the same phrase, but that's what it was. I mean, just completely different, and they finished the job this time, and just special. Just a special, special team. and a lot of good dudes on this team that I really enjoyed covering and getting to be around. And this was an awesome, awesome run and just incredible. And OU fans are going to enjoy this. And this Oklahoma team, you know, I'm trying not to be prisoner of the moment right now because it just happened. I just watched it on this field in front of me. But this team and this run that they went on, one of the most unbelievable that the program that Oklahoma sports are ever going to have. I don't know how you top it when you combine who they beat, how they did it, how good they were, and then the just improbability of it in terms of the way the season ended for, you know, the last 13 and it just all those things together, the characters on this team, Dayton LeChance, you know, obviously Skip is one of a kind. It's just, it feels like this was a special, special, special group. I mean, that's an obvious statement. They just won a national championship, but the formula, it all just worked so perfectly. And it was just an absolute blast to be along for the ride for. And it's unreal. They finished the job. Third national title in program history, first in 32 years. Those 94 guys, a lot of them were here this week, this weekend to watch. A lot of the 2022 guys were here to watch. This was just a special run, unbelievably special run. And I'm very fortunate to have gotten to be up close to it for so long. And yeah, OU fans are going to really enjoy this for a long time, as they should. On the YouTube channel, you can hear from Skip Johnson, the team, more players that I caught up with on the field. I got a little bit of video of the celebration on the field. I tried to get that on YouTube as well. Obviously, lots of content over the site that I have written some stuff. Tom Green helped me out. He wrote a bunch of stuff this week. Shout out to him. He's got more coming, I believe. And there's going to be a celebration in Norman this week. I think that's set for Wednesday night. That's tentative. Stay plugged in as soon as those trade. I'll give you the updates and details there. But just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. And I just want to thank Skip, the players, Patrick Dunn, the SID for Oakland Baseball. Does an awesome job. And this team, there's a lot of really special people with this program. Like, truly, the video people, the coaches, the players, all the support staff. It's so many awesome people with this program. And I'm fortunate to be one of the select few that really get to cover them on a day-to-day. And it's been awesome. And we were there on opening day back in mid-February at Globe Life Field. And he fast forward 4.5 months later, and we were here for the final game of the season with Oklahoma winning the national championship. Truly, truly unbelievable. So there you have it. That's it for now. I already went 10 minutes somehow. We're going to have more on this. We're going to have a podcast later this week. I don't know if it'll be Tom Green on myself or Colin Candy or who, but we'll figure it out. It's a lot of moving pieces. I got to get back to Oklahoma from Omaha. I've been here a week and a half. And so, yeah, we'll have more on this, obviously, but I wanted to get some immediate thoughts out. Shout out everyone who kept up with the baseball coverage all year long. And we'll talk to you next time. I'll be back again with Tom or Colin, someone, Brody, maybe even later this week, maybe Tuesday, Wednesday. We'll find a time to talk about this a little more in detail. But unbelievable run. Oklahoma wins their third national title in baseball program history, an all-timer, a special, special team, an all-time run. Oklahoma gets it done here in Omaha.